I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a moment of silence for all our first responders and all fallen servicemen and soldiers.
Sorry, I do have another business.
Lots of meetings.
Thank you.
You can have it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, roll call vote. Director Bowie?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Lorgo?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
And Director Lee?
Here. Approval of the water rate workshop, we tabled that one, so we didn't have anything on that, correct? It says your approval of water rate workshop meeting minutes until July 19th. Okay, and then 5 minutes, did I read the wrong one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, what a... Hey. I was trying to rehash, okay?
With the approval of finance and audit committee?
Yes. Need approval of finance audit committee meeting minutes and warrants approved?
I make a motion.
Second.
And the regular board meeting minutes for August 16th.
Second. Roll.
I make a motion.
Did you vote?
No, they did.
One and two.
One, two.
Well, somebody forgot their information, huh? For their briefcase?
No, that's trumpet.
It's trumpet, man. We should have played it when we needed to play.
Or a machine gun.
So I have a motion on the floor to approve the consent calendar items with the finance and audit committee minutes and warrants approved by the committee of August 16, 2016, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of August 16, 2016, made by Director Israel, seconded by Director Bowie. Roll call vote, Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item, Sandra Brunner, Pass Water Regional Water Alliance update. Mrs. Will.
It was mainly just a presentation of the site reservoir project,
okay,
which was amazing. And that's all I got out of it. It was just amazing. It's all.
The site reservoir project?
Mm-hmm.
And that is where?
In Northern California.
Oh, okay.
It's still going to be, I don't know how to explain it. There's so many meetings going on right now.
Okay.
It's supposed to help get the water down here. Well, to.
Yes.
For the state water. But it's still going to have a problem with the delta. But so far that's...
In other words, it's a bunch of bureaucratic stuff going on that it's like, yep, elephants have made in 2 years of yelling and screaming before you get the progress.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Would that be okay, Mr. President? I'm just curious. I've heard rumors that the Regional Water Alliance is thinking about submitting some grant applications to the state to get some of that Proposition 1
yeah
money, and I've never quite understood whether they submitted them or not. Or
well, in the later on, there's an MOU in there, so.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's when it's going to come in.
Okay, all right.
That's where all a lot right of meetings come in.
Okay. Sorry, I just couldn't quite make out whether they were submitting something
or
not.
Yeah, it's actually it branched off from this.
Oh,
because
okay
there's part, this is now down to 12 agencies, and some of them are not part of that.
Oh.
They're just stakeholders.
So. Did they already pick the projects they're going to support for grant applications, or are they still messing around with that?
They've picked two.
Are there any benefiting Cabazon, or are they all benefiting?
No, they're going to benefit Cabazon.
Okay, good.
So, in other words, should this item, when we have maybe we table this, what you had until you've got through the other stuff, right?
No, that was just mainly the overview of the site reservoir
okay
project. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Louie, speak fast before anybody shows up.
We hired a new accountant. Her name is Cindy Barham, and she's the founder and owner of Platinum Group Consulting Group. And we met with her yesterday, and I will be organizing a conference call between Steve and Kelly Salt and our engineer, Bob Krieger, and Sabrina. And she has extensive experience with the water districts. And so I just want to get all the players together so we're all on the same page. She suggested that we hire a water, an outside contract to conduct a water study, a water rate study, and make a recommendation to the board. We're looking at probably $25,000 to $30,000 to complete that study, but it's good for what they do is they'll project the financial health of the district for 20 years. And so that's what we're going to be discussing when that conference call, I think it's next week. I don't know if
she's Monday.
And then the other things that, you know, she'll be doing is also the usual monthly statements, and she's going to be taking over the fiscal year audit too. I've been coordinating that, you know, between her and Linda. And as far as human resources, there will be a written exam for the business administrative manager on October 11th. And we're now re-recruiting for another field crew lead one that has minimum a D1 with, you know, hopefully within 18 months they'll upgrade that to a D2. For those of you who don't know what those acronyms means, it's distribution grade 2. And I haven't received a response from anybody. The only response I received was a telephone call from a gentleman who said, he said that he had let his certificates go. And I told him, I can't hire you, can't consider you to be hired. So we'll have to redirect, and when I cross that, you know, when management crosses that path. As far as the district vehicle bids, this is a Steve question here. May I have the board take action, or being that it's on the agenda, though it's not actually on the
you're not really supposed to.
Okay.
Is it under your threshold for how much can a general manager spend? What's your threshold? $25,000
But that's only for emergency.
Oh, that's only for emergency.
Yeah.
You could get direction from the board, but you and they could ratify the purchase at the next board meeting if you wanted to go forward in the interim. Meaning they could nod their heads.
Right,
yeah, but he didn't write down board approval of district vehicle purchase. He just said general manager's report, discuss the topic generally. But if your board wanted to shake their head at you and give you some direction, and then they could ratify the contract the next time.
So
if that's what you want to do.
If you want to go to old business, I've received two quotes, one from Gosh Auto Group, and it's a Ford Fiesta, and the second quote's from Toyota, and that's a Corolla. And as I said, it's for our purpose of transporting our field crew and meter reading. And the Toyota comes in at 18.9 out the door, and the Ford Fiesta comes in at 14.5 out the door.
So then you looked at a truck as well, right?
I'm sorry?
You have a quote in here for a truck as well, right?
Yeah.
Truck?
Yeah.
So
At the very end, Calvin,
there
was a truck.
Yeah, there was a truck in there.
Very end.
But it was.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a truck also?
Yeah, it's out of the ballpark.
All right.
Since it's predominantly going to be used for meter reading and
transporting
people
and small tools and the chlorine truck, driver's door is not, it's just, remember, occasionally it gets windy out here, and so one of the guys let the thing slip out of his hand, which is not really his fault, because, as I said, when winds are gusting at 45, 50 knots, so the door is stuck, closed again, and we're going to get a couple of estimates to fix that door, and it's, you know, service purpose for transporting, you know, that chlorine around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we have the gas mileage
on the Ford Fiesta? I'm sorry?
Do we have the gas mileage?
I think I'm just doing this from memory, but I don't see if it's, do they have it here on the, they're both about comparable, you know, 28 in the highway and about 22, 21.
27 city, 36 okay. For the Toyota. Like you said, they're going to be comparable. How often is somebody going to be taking it into Riverside? How often would she be, you know, somebody be taking it into Riverside or something like that?
Not that often, right? No. Well,
I found the mileage.
It says
31 city and 43 highway for
the
Ford Fiesta.
So.
It's cheaper, too.
Now, don't forget, you know, when they're meter reading, they'll be idling and going real slow, you know, so that'll affect the mileage.
Yeah, I don't see that as a big issue. It's going to be less than the truck is.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be less chance of the guy slipping when he's climbing out of the truck to read the meter.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of egress in and out, in and out, in and out, and stuff. So. Kind of the idea of the car to me is a little better than the truck. I'm liking the Ford.
And with that one.
I think if you have everything prepped so we can approve
it and sign documents. Okay, the other thing is I need to advise the board, and this is probably within my spending authority, but between the seal and the radio, and then I need also, you know, hazard lights. It shouldn't be, you know, more than $1,000, 50 or two at the most. But
yeah, that's a given. It's got to be out there.
Yeah, so but other than that, these prices are out the door. And then the rebates, they vary depending when we buy it.
Yeah.
And then the board, as I need instruction from the board, are we going to take it out of our savings or am I going to finance this? That's the other question.
I don't think they allow 0% financing for business.
Yeah, you finance it. They said what had happened, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ellie, because she was with me at Toyota. They said the rebate is null and void if you finance it.
Yes, so they got to make their money one way or another. My personal opinion is less monthly payments, the less there is to mess with as far as it's one less item to deal with and audit it's paid for. So my personal opinion would be savings.
I agree.
So we're not going to vote on anything, but if you get everything ready for us to have signed next month, I don't see an issue.
So
for the board.
So my instructions are to withdraw you guys want the Ford Fiesta. You want to withdraw the cash out of our savings,
mm-hmm.
and then you guys will ratify it at the next meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are we okay with the Ford?
Do you want to allow him to buy it before the next meeting and you guys just approve it after the fact?
Sure.
Or do you want to only not get it until after you approve it the next meeting?
With one exception, because as Mr. Miller just pointed out, he's going to need the accessories, so the...
No, those people not buy a second, the third part.
They do?
Yeah.
But if we were to allow, say, $1,000, and that also included in there, so that way he will have that, when he goes to put it in.
Well, that can come out of general fund. Okay. It doesn't need to be
added in.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like putting a toilet in the house, you know? It's one of the things you're going to do no matter what, you know, finance the toilet. Yeah. So
would you want to shake your head, go do it before the next meeting, or
yeah,
do you want to wait till...
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just have them ratify the contract next meeting.
Or if we have to, just call a special meeting and everybody get a sign.
Well, I think Calvin can sign on behalf of the district. Yeah, or no, you have to have... You're paying cash anyway. They just need to sign the check, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, just do it.
You know what? Why don't we do that cost-wise? What's the rebate's a couple grand, right? Or a grand? Something like that?
Yeah.
$2,500.
Okay, so if you call a special meeting in 3 to 4 days, 5 days, okay, it's going to cost, if only three people show up, it's going to cost $300. Right? I know that sounds like collusion.
Well, Maxine and I are on the FAC.
Finance and Audit Committee.
What else is on this?
Why do we need to call a special meeting? Because all you need is one of us to sign a check, right?
Two.
You need two.
Okay.
Well, you,
but to approve it as far as they need
four.
Three. Or you need a quorum to approve it.
Well, you have...
I was drawing it from the leaf. Do I need... Or might just authorize it.
You're authorized, okay. But you should still obtain board approval.
Was there in a previous board meeting a resident?
Did you approve the budget? Did your last budget include this car purchase?
No.
No. Your budget didn't include it.
We're going to be ratifying the budget.
I'm just saying, just the way things get questioned all the time, I'd rather play on the side of caution.
A suggestion is call the dealer and ask him to allow, see if they'll, well, but this is on a certain, they got a serial number on this quote, don't they?
We got a van here.
Our next FSA meeting is in what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, October 5th, I think.
So if we just do a meeting, instead of calling a special meeting, we do it on October 5th.
That's October 5th.
Or I can call Gosh tomorrow and say it's been approved and but we need a month. I need about a month to come up with the money, and that way you guys can approve it.
He doesn't have spending
authority. Okay, you know what? Let's back up and say, okay, you need to call them and make sure they still have the vehicle or the quote is good. It's still, if it's still good, mail them a check for a deposit on the vehicle stating that we will finish this out because we have to have board approval at the next meeting.
Mr. President, on a three-quarter vote, this board can add an agenda item to the agenda if you want. That might be cleaner to do it that way. You just add an agenda item. If four out of five of you vote in favor of adding an agenda item, you could do that.
Okay, I make a motion.
Second.
And the item that you're adding is that the board is going to consider authorizing the district manager to purchase the vehicle as described in this Ford Focus. So you can add that to the agenda, and then you can consider the agenda item.
For
you
Fiesta.
You have to vote on the motion, though, first.
Fiesta.
For Fiesta.
For Fiesta.
Everything what Steve said, I second.
Well, who said it first? So you have to vote to make sure you're going to add it on.
I'm waiting for her to finish.
So I have a motion to add the item, this item to the agenda, the consideration of authorizing the general manager to purchase the Ford Fiesta, and then made by Director Israel, second by Director Bowie. So Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Wardo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
So now you have to consider that item.
Okay.
You want to make a motion to approve purchase of a Ford Fiesta?
Should they withdraw the money out of the safe? Or
do you usually ask them to withdraw money out of your accounts?
No.
You can if you want, but usually you have authority to move money around.
Davis, second by
Okay,
motion to approve the car purchase of the Ford Fiesta by the general manager. Made by Director Davis, second by Director Israel. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Wardo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Calvin, I have one request though. When the vehicle arrives here before people get in it, they make an armor type of car seat cover, and we put those on it because of the getting in and out, it's going to wear out the edges of the seat.
I there were like $200 Carhartt seat covers for those Tundras. I got that covered.
All right, yeah. And then the heavy duty Super Duper, I think they're Weather Guard or something like that, floor mat.
Yep.
Protecting the car.
Well, multiple things, because once that carpet starts wearing from boot traffic, somebody's foot can get caught on it, can cause an issue. And then all you're going to put in is a rear window light bar across the back valve, above the trunk lid, right? And then, are you going to put strobes in it, or do you even need to put strobes on it?
We need some front warning lights too, so we're going to put the directional bar and the strobes and the inside the lenses and logos and our two-way radio.
Okay.
Yeah, two-way.
All
right.
There
are some decals on it, right,
Doug? What's that?
Decals, the
decals, just like on the trucks.
Decals.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, vehicle stops. Maybe a few little things like, what color is the car
going to
be?
White.
White.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
It's always white.
Next item is public comment. Okay. Next item.
I'm sorry. I would like to see if they can get a cheaper radio stuff in there so somebody doesn't want to steal it.
We don't need a radio for talking on it, for listening.
No. I'm talking about the radio, and they're charging you for a radio on the Toyota. It was a touchscreen one.
No.
So somebody doesn't want to steal it, break into it.
Oh, I understand what you're saying, but you're trying to get the dealer to take the radio out.
It's, I know.
Especially with all of the, the Tundra. What a lot of them are now is they're integral to everything. If you take it out, they won't get in trouble with the cars. So, but I understand your point.
Just want someone breaking into it, like.
Yeah, but it's a Toyota.
It's a Ford, sir. I just want to verify. It's a Ford,
yeah,
right?
Ford.
Sorry, I just want to make sure.
Ford Fiesta.
Calvin doesn't want to buy the wrong thing.
Yeah. Okay, next item is closed session. So,
you want me to leave?
No.
There's better cushion over there. I can sit.
Well, you can, that's fine.